Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It is a beautiful Friday morning. The weather outside is beautiful, but I am not here to talk about the weather. Welcome to Holiday Time with me, Hileni. It's exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 11, and I will be with you up until the hour of 12 o'clock. So today is Friday. It's a tano koshivike. Kamaliwo ki dengako. You know, some people got something. So, yeah, it's a happy Friday. Very happy indeed. Anyways, back on demand is yesterday's topic, but today we are just taking it from a different angle. Today we are not focusing on the angle of those that have failed. Today we are focusing on the angle of those that will make it and still be not and still will not be able to go to varsity, either because of circumstances, either because the courses they would want to do are full, because of financial problems, or whatever the case might be. But in many cases, it's because of financial problems. So in the case that someone really comes out of school with flying colors and they are still not able to go to college, to go to university, or to go some to go study what they've always wanted to study because of financial restrictions. Those are some of the things we'll be looking at today. Do call in, tell the children what they want to hear, tell them what they can do after school if they are not able to go to school. Actually, if they are not able to currently further their studies. Because there are many reasons to consider college alternatives, including time, investment, personal interests, and cost. Some people just don't want to go to university yet, either because they are not ready or they do not know what exactly they want to study. So they are allowed to take a gap year and they are allowed to figure out their life up until to a certain extent where they are able to decide on what exactly they want. Because this thing of deciding which career options people need to consider. Yes, it is advisable to tell people what to consider, but it should also align with their interests. Because there is no way you can advise someone that is interested in the military to go and be a healthcare practitioner. Guns and medicine, two different things. Both can cause chaos, but it's still two different things. So the outcome won't really be the same and the dedication won't be the same. And here you are complaining every day that service providers are not doing what they are supposed to be doing. It's because some service providers were just told this is the easy way out. Study this course, it will get you a job quickly. Study this course, it will get you a job easily. But anyways, about getting jobs easily in this era, we should just go quote. It's not as easy as it used to be back in the day. It's not easy to get jobs anymore, irrespective of what you're studying. We have so many graduates sitting and chilling and getting depressed at home because there are no jobs in the market. So that is why I'm on request. We are continuing with this topic just to say that and to enlighten people that there is other options after high school. There are other options excluding going to university, going to college, or furthering your study. Sometimes you might find that college degree programs don't match your career interest or skills. And earning a degree usually takes about how many years? 4 years. And if you're not really interested in acquiring a degree and you have a beautiful voice and you want to become a radio presenter, maybe you can just, you know, go ahead and shoot your shot. Maybe you know how to cook, and somehow, somewhere, you are able to get into catering business. Go do your thing, girl. Go do your thing, guy. Bottom line is, make sure you are not wasting your time on things that will not be returning bills to you. Also, college alternatives make it possible to get started on your career much, much more sooner than if you actually go to college. I'm not saying don't go to college, but I'm saying if that ever becomes an alternative for you, start something that you're keen about. Start doing something that you're interested in. Start taking pictures with your phone. Take great pictures. A certain agency will notice you and, you know, you can go do your thing. Although some people obviously and definitely choose college alternatives for various reasons. For example, education is the key to your future. So those are some of the sentences you grew up hearing. So it's a concept of if you do not go to school, it's more or less likely for you to not have a future. That is what the statement is intending to say. But I can beg to differ, and I can disagree with that particular statement, because you can actually get somewhere without directly going to college. And if your reason for not going to university, college, or furthering your studies is because of finances, then this would be a good time for you to take up jobs. Jobs that not necessarily require college qualifications. Jobs that do not necessarily require a lot of experience, but jobs that necessarily are able to pay your bills. So some of those jobs are things like, you know, take up a laundry offering service. I'm sure you know a lot of people who go to work every day. You know a lot of people who are very busy, who cannot afford to do their own laundry, who cannot afford to clean their own mansions, who cannot afford to clean their own flats. So this is your target market. Just find something to do. Cook. So many people want food to eat at home. So many people want food to eat at work. Like now, your girl is hungry. I know it's early in the morning, but your girl is hungry. So these are just some of the things to offer. Go to companies, approach them. You know, deliver lunch bags once in a while. You are making money for yourself. Take up waitressing jobs. Very underrated, by the way. But you can get to covering your tuition fee if the reason you are not going to college or to university is because of funds. Just take up anything that pays your bills. As long as you are able to save up for the following years, as long as you are able to save up for what you want, just don't sit at home and look at people expecting them to do everything for you. No, most people didn't have it easy. No one has it easy. And sometimes some things cannot be changed. If there is no funds to send you to school, if NSFAF did not give you the response you thought you would get, it's a shame, but that's just the tragedy of life. Nothing goes according to plan sometimes. And I'm not here to discourage you, but I'm here to tell you there are other alternatives. Because it's not everyone that's going to get NSFAF loans. It's not everyone that can obviously afford to pay for tuition fees. But the government can also not cater for each and every single person of you. So this is the time where you have to step in and hustle your own hustle. So no matter what your reasons are, here are some practical alternatives that you can actually carry out and you know, practice while you are still considering whether you want to go to college the year after this or not, or if you are generally undecided about furthering your studies in general. To join our conversation, our studio line is 083-288-401. You can either do vocational education or trade schools. Trade schools and vocational education provide you with in-depth knowledge of skills needed for particular career or trades. For example, you might go to culinary school to become a chef or join a vocational education program to become a stylist. It could be a fashion stylist, hairstylist, you know, anything. Other vocational education and trade schools options include auto, medical, dental, welding, firefighting, certificates, or, you know, diplomas. And here in Namibia, the beauty industry is really picking up. So whether you are male or female, gents, the truth is the beauty industry is picking up. You know, do a 2-week course, makeup course, do a 2-week nail technician course, do a 2-week baking course. Like, you can literally spend the first 5 months of the year saving up for this course, because after that, you are going to make your money back and you are going to acquire a skill. Some of you are naturally born talented. So from the time you were very young, you were able to do things. You are able to braid hair. You are able to draw. You are able to sing. You are able to cook. So you don't even need the extra effort or extra, like, you don't need a lot of work to be done on you, because you are either a fast learner or you are just naturally talented, so you can easily become something. There are a lot of good self-taught photographers, videographers, makeup artists, hairdressers, and the list goes on. I'm not saying it's a bad idea to go to school, but I'm also saying if you cannot go to school, if you feel like it does not align with what you want, go do your thing. Because in as much as I want all of you to go to school, in as much as I want everyone to make a career choice and go be a degreed han, a degreed gent, it is unfortunate that everyone cannot make it to that. And it's even more unfortunate that people are sitting at home with degrees. They are still not able to find jobs. They are still not able to find jobs or get by with the qualifications they have spent so much time and so much money acquiring. So if there is a way out for you, do it. Alternatively, you can practice self-paced, free, and paid resources. Certain careers don't require any formal education. You can find both free and paid self-paced resources for illustration and animation, coding, video production, design, user experience, and similar types of jobs. Like I've explained earlier, most people did not go to college for the things they have studied. For the things they are actually doing now. Because if you go into our Namibian industry, obviously I cannot name people's names. I cannot specifically point out who they are. But if you go into our industry right now, you will find a lot of good photographers. You'll find a lot of good videographers. You will find award-winning makeup artists, YouTubers, guys. The money is there. We just need to find things to do, things that you are good at, so that you can not always come back and say, the government is not giving us jobs. Who is us? Other people are trying, and I'm not defending the government, but all I'm saying is, You need to do your own thing for yourself. No one else is coming to save you. A self-paced approach to college alternative allows you to learn skills as slowly or as quickly as you want. Control of timing can also give you the freedom to start building your skills without disrupting your schedule to accommodate formal instruction. So what that means is, if by any chance you want to become a makeup artist, you can decide, I'm going to dedicate this 2 weeks to becoming a makeup artist, and you can actually achieve becoming a makeup artist within the time frame of those 2 weeks. But if you have school on the one side and then you have other chores on the other side, assignments here, tests there, you will not be able to multitask and acquire all those things, because now you have to divide your time and you have to schedule appropriately, and some of those lessons will clash with each other because now you have a lesson why you am up at 3 and there's your makeup lesson that's starting at 3:30. So it won't really balance. You just need to find a balance to your life that will actually work for you. I am having an ad break in 2:01.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Ringorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Matutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi vartavaka fela kavutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa winduk. Tokapo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wala this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niba IUM.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamenate muyuni Walela Pay. Lela Pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kwesisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi, hokatavuru okutuminako omatumara kagwe agehe, na ngoka go paipindi, no taga dhanwa no kutura mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumwara kagoye mumbepo, torongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka Imba, nenge hoka ka Lela Pay, nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumwara kagoye ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumwara kagoru kozi, omatumwara kagoma hiyo, omatumara ka goma harero ya mbeku goma baro, no matumara ka woku arukehe, ngoka wa hara uteifere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumara ka kehe. Lela Pay oharongo ngini, konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari, eto turamo oma othemba goe, indako kanjato koe kimariwa, eto turako oshimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo oma usemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge ovendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto sindimpoka pashangwa send, utume. Shampa watumu etumaraka joe, otariturwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahe datu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe datu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, imo nena, nena. tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Welcome back. You are still listening to Holiday Time with me, Hileni. And we are talking about alternatives to take when you are straight out of school or out of college and you are not able to get the type of job or the, you know, you are not able to go the route that you have been wanting to go. So, just for the parents. Advise your kids, advise the young ones, advise those that need the advice to take up other alternatives. If you are not able to send them to school, it's okay. Let them do something else in the meantime while they wait for either the funds to be enough or for NSFAF to come through. Or if your child does not want to go to school because they feel like, no, school is not just for them and they want to venture into businesses. If you have the resources, honestly, I do not see why you cannot push your child to become what they want to become. Other alternatives to not going back to college is travel career. If you love exploring new places or living abroad, a travel career might be the ideal alternative to a traditional college. This works well if, this mostly work well as a social media influencer. That is what they are called in modern day. So you can travel for a living and people pay you to travel. Eagle FM, hello.
Good morning, Eleni.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very, man. Yes, you were talking about it's very important that we should not lose hope. You know?
We should not what?
We should not lose hope. We should not be discouraged.
Yes, definitely.
So I understand it's true that most of the time when you look at the universities, the colleges, and all those ones, they are producing graduates.
Yes.
And like you say, there are few jobs there, outside there.
Yeah.
So the labor market also is also changing. So some of the programs are also becoming, not necessarily, not that they are becoming kind of irrelevant, but I see there's also a need for us to start changing, you know, some of these basic skills. If you have a degree, just for example, you acquire a degree, the LLB, the degree, and then you know, you still have to undergo some kind of training, you know, for you now to become now. Of course, you have graduated as a lawyer. But now, until that training is done, formally, you know, good. So now, there is also a need that, because sometimes you just look at the profession. Maybe let's say you are a teacher. Because if you are a teacher, and then the knowledge and the skill, maybe not that much skill, that you have acquired can also lend you into, say, training manager, for example. You understand? Then you now maybe get some courses or short course or maybe promotional courses that, like, maybe management, training, that kind of a thing, so that you also deviate from teaching. You understand? Because you can be a facilitator, but you still need to find a course, some kind of functional or basic skill kind of course, you know? And there are plenty. First aid community, you know, those kind of things, aware community, what is it? Community health, what you are, you know, those kind of first aid, you know, like I said. Even you go for this wedding, you just like, for example, if I'm a teacher, I want to set up my own business. So what type of business now should I set up as a teacher? But there are many.
Yes.
Some of these things, we think that we are not qualified and all these other things.
Mm.
So, but let's not be discouraged, especially this time around, now that our qualification, I mean, our result may not be good and things like that. There are also bridging courses.
Yes.
If your graduate points are not so good, you can go for bridging courses. Mm. NAMCO, those other ones. And then, there are so many. So, VTC, even plenty.
Yes.
So, let's go for those things. Let's encourage them to go for those technical courses. Basic technology so that we can reduce. But the money there is also there for entrepreneurs. Thank you very much, Mami.
Thank you very much, Father. Likewise.
Good.
Yes, so the input right there, very, very important. A lot of things to consider. And, you know, there's always a brighter something at the end of the horizon. So, as I was saying, alternatively, you can choose a travel career, which also means you're going to be a social media influencer, which means your marketing skills need to be very good. Most of those things, short courses are offered in so many platforms. You just apply for your short course. 3 weeks down the lane, you are good at social media marketing. 3 weeks down the lane, you are doing well with social media marketing. So you get to travel a lot. And obviously the company's expense, as long as you can pull them the crowd that they would want to, so that their numbers can also skyrocket. Or you can go to school in another country. The cost is usually high, but there are programs that can take you to other countries either for free or relatively at a very low price. You offer your services on the other side of the world. You get to go to school there and do your own thing, as long as you are able to reach their travel requirements. Very important. Don't just go. Get your visa in order. Get your papers in order. You do not want to be sent back at the airport and you have wasted so much money already. Apprenticeship. I think this is something we touched on yesterday. Small. You don't necessarily need a college or a degree for some jobs, such as becoming an electrician or a plumber. These jobs require you to develop particular skills and learn how to do specific tasks expertly to reduce the risk of damage or inquiries. Just a quick end break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lelape. Lelape.
My apologies there for the abrupt ad play. We just had something to sort out quickly. So jobs such as becoming an electrician or plumber, you still require the input. Those jobs require you to develop a particular skill and learn how to do specific tasks expertly to reduce the risk of damage or injuries. With those kinds of jobs, you can gain this knowledge as an apprentice, whether you are interested in electrical work, plumbing, carpentry or similar specialties. An apprenticeship provides you with valuable experience on the job. You can expect to get the skills and training you'll need for this kind of work while under the guidance of an experienced professional to explore the industry. So, we spoke about this yesterday. The only down part to this conversation was that there was no compensation for the person training. But all in all, it is a good idea to just go to someone that either has their electrical workshop, their garage, their carpentry workshop. You go there and you acquire the skills that you need. You go there and you help out every time. Even better if you are near and you are not spending any resources, so that even if they are not offering you anything, at least you are walking away with the skills that you have learned. But otherwise, it is good or it is advisable to go to a place that offers something that is in alignment with your interests. Go to a salon, sit down and look at how they are braiding. Sit down and look at how they are doing makeup. Sit down and look at how your barber is cutting your brother's hair. Like, these are things that might sound very simple, but are very, very able to help you acquire skills that can go a long way. Most girls, I cannot really speak for the boys, but most girls that were in hostels learned how to do those things in the hostel. They learned how to do hair. They learned how to wash and iron. Because when you're in the hostel, you are your own person, my sister, my brother. There is no mother. There is no father. There is no one that's going to tell you, no, let me clean your what for you. You are there on your own, wanna ball. Which means you are going to have to learn to do things the hard way. Or you are going to have to pay other people to constantly do things for you. So, if out of school you came out with any of these extra things you were either doing to earn an extra few bucks at school, or you were just doing to exchange services with other learners, continue doing it, turn it into a business, and make your money out of it. Achieving. The next is online college. Achieving a quality college education requires in-person instruction or full-time commitment, but you'll find plenty of part-time and full-time online college degree programs available. If you are not able to directly go to college, maybe you want to do other things physically, you want to be somewhere else, you can always take up a college degree where you can, an online college degree, where you can still complete it online and be able to do other things. You can juggle other responsibilities while you are still studying online. And in no time you will have your qualification. The last one on the list is, second last on the list is entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, very, very important. Getting the funds, hectic, crazy. But if you have a business idea or if you are interested in turning a hobby into a career, like I've been saying, things like braiding, things like doing makeup, some people take those as hobbies and some of you can actually turn those into your actual careers. It can bring you real money. You might be at the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey by putting your skills to use. Creating and providing products or services to others, you can become your own boss. In the long run, you can start hiring other people. Formal education is not necessarily required to become an entrepreneur. As long as you know how to count, as long as you know the basics of math, anyone can pretty much run a business. If you could sell sweets in grade 5, you might as well continue selling something at the age of 20. But keep in mind that basic skills in business and marketing can help. A foundational understanding in those areas will give you a better chance at success compared to not having any fundamentals at all. Also, you can walk your way up in peristatals. You can walk your way up in places where you are able to get in. Some of these secretarial positions, some of those admin positions, they don't necessarily require you to have a university degree. So you can get in there and start working your way up. You start with just being a secretary and eventually you become someone in the company. So instead of going to college, consider making the most of your current job or find a position at a company that values employees. Look for employers that offer training, education, and advancement opportunities to employees. By working for the right organization, you can focus on building your skills and working your way up in the company. As your talents grow and your roles change, you'll be able to increase your earnings. Leveraging on the job training is a great way to advance without incurring cost. Imagine you start at a place as a waitress or just as someone that, you know, cleans up after other people, and eventually you get a hold of everything that goes around in the place. And suddenly you are the waitress and you get a hold of things, and eventually you become the manager of that place. You know, this was a learning process for you. You have learned from being the person cleaning up, to being the waitress, to being the person supervising, to being a stock controller, to eventually managing the whole place. So these are steps of growth, and every level you take up, it comes with a better paycheck. It's all about the money, money, money. So every level you take up comes with a better paycheck, which then means every level you take up means you are much more experienced than the first time you entered the company. Because if you're going to be at the same position, it means you are not growing at all. But if you come in at such a small position and suddenly you are the manager of the whole place and you are overseeing things, you are running things, you are controlling everything, it means you have learned and it has given you an education for free. It taught you things that you did not pay for, which means you can now apply to bigger companies. Should you wish to, which means you can now go out there and say, yes, I am able to perform A, B, C, and D without supervision. I am able to do, you know, everything that you're able to do. It becomes a part of your resume without you ever having to go to college about it, or without you ever having to acquire a degree for it. So, like I kept saying, your results from school should not dictate how your life turns out. Your results from school should not dictate how your life is going to turn out, because that's just a paper. I like to think of it this way. It's just a paper. Yes, you were taught, but some people are not even practicing in the fields they have studied, which in all goes to show that education is important, but so is trying to acquire other things, so is trying to learn other things while at it, as you can eventually become someone better through practicing and practicing. Let's quickly take a ad break. My voice is very, very...
throat is very... Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lelapay.
LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. LelaPay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivika oma akuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa mwenate, muyuni wale.
Okay, welcome back. My voice feels way much better. So just to add to things that you could do while you figure out your life. Some of you are super, super smart. You come out of school with flying colors. You come out of university with, you know, distinctions and stuff. So one of the few things you can still continue doing is you either sell your notes, put your hard work to good use. Your build-up hours of note-taking and detailed charts and diagrams could gain you more than just a good grade. So you can alternatively sell your notes to other students and make money out of it. Or you can go for tutoring. Another great way to make money as either a university student, out of school learner or graduate. Another way of making money is to put your academic expertise to good use and become a tutor. There are so many people out there that need extra help with their modules. There are so many people out there that need extra help with their assignments, with their homeworks. People are struggling with certain modules at school, with certain subjects that you cannot do without in the course, but you all obviously also just do not really know how to get away from. So you can always offer your services. And I have seen a lot of people, young people, are now doing this whole tutoring thing. And it looks legit. People are making money out of it. And people's grades are performing. Their reviews are good. Which means you are not just making money out of it, but you are also helping the next person become good at something and you're taking them a step closer to their destiny and their careers. You can be a freelancer if you are a service provider. You can freelance at jobs. You can be a freelancing radio presenter. You can be a freelancing photographer for a certain parastatal. You can be a freelancing journalist. You, like, literally, you do not have to be permanently on a contractual appointment to be able to work. So if you are out of school and you have the knowledge to become something, then instead of offering to become, or instead of negotiating to become a permanent employee, just go out there and become a freelancer. There are two big pros of being a freelancer: being able to charge what you want and being able to work when you want, which means you choose when you are going to work, you choose when you are going to make your money, and you choose how much to charge for your time. A freelancers can actually make a lot of good money, especially if you go the right way about it, if you approach the right companies. There are so many marketing companies that are looking for people, for ads, for promos, and for a lot of other things that can just bring you the money that you need. The other one is modeling.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
Okay, welcome back. Like I was saying, alternatively, you could also do modeling. And when I say modeling, I do not just mean the working part of modeling. You see posters every day. You go out, billboards. Those are all models. Photography models, whichever type of models. So you can always look for these scouting agencies and be scouted and make your money out of it. For creative talents, if you are creative, you could set up an online shop where people can just buy your creations, or you can set up a small business at home where you just create jewelry, bonnets, whatever the business might be, as long as you're making something for yourself. So that has been it from me, Hileni, in studio. I'll catch you next time on Holiday Time with me, Hileni, and have a lovely day.